I want to talk about the governor's race right now. All right. Because I've been, watching it from afar. I've been watching Twitter, now known as X. I've been checking social media. And it's got really heated the last couple of days, maybe last couple of week and a half or so, about Dave Reichert and Semi Berg. And I just want to share with you my thoughts, if I may. Now, I've known Dave, when he ran for Congress. Jennifer Dunn and I were close. I was asked by her son Reagan to be a pallbearer at her funeral. I was honored. One of the finest honors I've ever had in my life, because Jennifer Dunn was a great leader, a great Republican, a great woman. She was. A lot of people thought she was a squish. No, she wasn't. She knew politics. She was loyal, a solid Reagan supporter, a great congresswoman. Did I agree with her all the time? No. But it's ridiculous in this world that you think you have to agree with somebody all the time to work with them. It's ridiculous. The only person you'll agree with all the time is you, okay? That's it. So this idea, you got to be 100% of the time with somebody or they're not a Republican or not good, not loyal, is crap. It just is, all right? Sorry. And a sign of your ignorance and inexperience in politics, if you believe that. Okay, politics is all about compromise. The issue is, what direction is the compromise going in? I believe with Thomas Sowell, there is no such thing as solution. There will never be a solution to war, peace, crime. There will never be a final solution to that. But there are trade-offs, and you can make things better. And the purpose of politics should be moving things in your direction, making things better. Okay, we'll never be perfection. All have sinned, have all short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. And because of that, we'll always have poverty, we'll always have war, always have crime, we're always going to have homeless. The question is, to what degree, and what are we doing to help the people in that situation now, and what direction are we moving? And Dave Reichert and I are moving in the same direction. Now, he'll get off the bus before I will, as we go down that direction, but we're going to be on the bus together for a while, and that's important. Now, I mentioned before, Dave and I had a breakup over his vote, I think it was on cap and trade, 2010, I believe, his first year in office. And he was going to vote for cap and trade, and I was adamantly opposed and swore on most of you. And I ranted and raved on the air about it for a while, and finally I told him that I had to divorce him. On the air, I divorced him. Oh, sorry, Dave, not going to work on your campaign, not going to give you a check anymore. Sorry, can't, because this vote is critical. And he contacted me and said, let's talk. And I said, okay, I'll come to your office and we can talk. And before that, I asked all of you in the 2 days before the talk to send me emails, letters, cards, so I could take to Dave to show how many of his constituents oppose this. I took like 800 with me. We had a talk. I disagreed with him. We were civil. He was civil. I was civil. And we still disagreed. But the point is that a Republican in that congressional seat is better than any Democrat for a couple different reasons. Number one, Republicans will agree with you on at least some things. And Dave and I agreed on the basics. And he was gentleman about it. And I tried to be a gentleman about it. And the way Congress is set up, and a lot of people don't understand this because we don't teach civics in the schools anymore, is that the majority party picks the committee chairman. And so if the Republicans have a majority, they get to pick the committee chairman. So when you voted for Slade Gordon, you were voting for Jesse Helms to be head of the Judiciary Committee. You were voting for Chuck Grassley to be head of that committee. You were voting for a committee chairman conservative, because the older, more established congressmen and the older, established, more established senators in the party tend to be conservative. And because of seniority, they tend to get the committee chairmanships. And the committee chair has incredible power. Decide what bill gets on the floor, what bill doesn't get on the floor. A pro-life committee chairman can stop virtually any anti-life, pro-abortion legislation getting on the floor. If you're pro-gun, no matter what your committee wants, if you're chairman of the committee, you've got the ability to probably stop bad bills from getting on the floor. It's important that the majority party be our party, okay? Even if you think they're squishes, and even if you think that's important, okay? And if you don't believe that, look at what happened in 2022 when we should have had a red wave, and we didn't, because we had candidates like Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz running for the, we had clowns running for office, okay? That people wanted them, and so we got them, and so we lost seats in the Senate. We lost the Senate. We came close to losing the House. We should have a 20-25 vote margin in the House. I think our vote margin is now down to 3. When you've got a House that divided, especially when some of the House members are clowns and not there for serious governing, you've got problems. That's why we're not getting anything done right now. Okay? So when you get down to it, the worst Republican is better than the better Democrat if you want your party to control Congress, if you want something done. So Dave and I made up. Then we have this year's race for governor, where Dave is leading Republican, because a lot of Republicans don't want to do it. We haven't elected the governor, Republican governor, since 1980. 84, we lost 88, lost 92, lost 96. 2000, John Carlson, my good friend, and lost. 2004, Dino Rossi won the first two, lost the second recount. And it was a razor-thin margin, only a couple hundred votes either way. I firmly believe that they put their finger on the scale on that race. I know Dino, consider him a very good friend, worked very hard on this campaign. I'm aware of everything that went on. Then Dino ran again in 2008, but he just didn't have the gas he had in 2004, and the state was turning more Democrat. Then you get up to 2012, Rob McKenna, our state attorney general. I believe Rob had been reelected twice as attorney general. He was a statewide vote getter. He get votes. Was he conservative? Not as conservative as I am. Probably not as conservative as a lot of you, but a lot more conservative than Jay Inslee. A lot smarter than Jay Inslee, too. Rob came within 2 points of winning. If 1.5 to 2% of the vote had switched, we'd have a Republican governor. It was close. And we could sit down and analyze this. Yeah, I've run for office before, back in 1989. And here's what I learned. If you're going to run for office, if you're going to lose, lose big. Lose really big. Because then you can't sit back and say, if only I had done this last weekend. If only I had walked 2 more precincts. If only I had said this instead of that. You spend a lot of time agonizing when you lose by a couple points. When you lose by 30, it doesn't matter. You're going to lose. Nothing could have done. So now, Dave Reichert, who has stepped up to the plate, willing to sacrifice his time, his family time, his wife, to run for governor in what many would consider to be a tough race to begin with. We have another Republican named Sammy Byrd, who's running for governor. And I've never met Sammy. I love him. And I have a few years' experience in politics. And Sammy has some baggage. All candidates do, but some baggage weighs you down too much. Sammy was elected to the school board in Richland and was recalled from the school board in Richland over issues I wouldn't have voted recalling for, but the fact is he's been recalled. He's lost an election. He has some issues about the PDC and reporting money. Now, look, when I was with Americans for Prosperity, we got into trouble with the PDC, too. PDC looks for Republican and conservative candidates to get in trouble. We handled ours because we did it right, and we could prove to the commission we were right at Americans for Prosperity, and they left us alone. But Sammy has been fined and did some things he probably shouldn't have done if you look at the numbers. He also, in an article that just came out of the Tri-City Herald, had an issue with the gun that was issued to him when he was a reserve sheriff, I believe in Yakima County. He didn't return it for almost 2 years. He left as a reserve officer. And Yakima, hey, we want our gun, want our gun, want our gun. And they finally had to arrest him. And they got it back after they arrested him. They asked for like 2 years. It's in the Tri-State Herald. There's baggage here. There's also baggage that he doesn't have a lot of money in the bank. He raised a sizable chunk and spent it all months before the primary. He has no money. And friends, you need to have money. There are 3 things you need to win an election. You need money, you need a message, you need a messenger. If you don't have money, you can't get the message out. He has no money. The Democrats are going to have millions. Dave isn't going to have millions, but Dave should be able to raise enough. I don't know that Sammy can, because if he could, he would have. And so now, people are saying, vote for Dave. Sammy doesn't have a chance. And I'm willing to say, Sammy has no chance. I know, it's nice to think that, oh, gee, everybody can win. Anybody can win anytime, any place. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But likelihood of him winning is zero. It just is. You can't come out of nowhere like this, having been recalled from public office, having some legal issues, some BDC issues, and not having any money and win a statewide race. You just can't do it. Rob McKenna, I think, raised $12 million and still lost by 2 points. Dino Rossi raised a ton of money and lost by 300 votes. So Semi can't win. Dave has a chance, His chance is in this jungle primary we have here in Washington, which I think is Dave has to place first or second, of course, to get to the ballot. And he might be able to do that if Mark Millett doesn't run well as the third Democrat. And Ferguson will probably be number one. Ferguson versus Reichert, which would be kind of interesting because Reichert's kind of a law and order guy and Ferguson's kind of a law and disorder guy. But Semi could pull enough strength from Dave to hurt him. I don't think he would place third, but if Semi ran a really, really strong campaign, it might happen. In which case, we then get Millett and Ferguson, two Democrats to pick from. Dave Reichert has run a congressional campaign. He's been a candidate in congressional campaign several times. He knows what it takes to run a campaign. He knows he has to raise money. And I understand Dave doesn't like to do that. Most candidates don't, but he knows that it has to be done. You have to make that phone call. You have to ask for money. You have to talk to people. It's part of the job. He's done it. He has staff around him organized a winning campaign in the 8th Congressional District several times. They know get out the vote. They know about walkers. They know about how much local party can help. They've been there. Okay. Who does Semi have? He's won one election he got recalled from. He has minimal experience, and I'm sure he has a lot of people love him. I know he's got people to love him, but that's not a statewide campaign organization. Dave has the ability to do that. That's key if you want to win. And then finally, we have Lauren Culp, who texted out, or was on Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, saying that Dave's a socialist. Dave Reichert is not a socialist. In our political debate in 2024, there are certain words that are totally meaningless. Nazi, racist, fascist, socialist, rhino. Because they are so overused, any original meaning they had isn't there. If you oppose something a black congressman or governor wants to, it doesn't make you racist. You don't like the idea. It's not having nothing to do with the person that came up with the idea. It's the idea. If you're a conservative and you're opposed to whatever, it doesn't make you a fascist, okay? Socialist, someone who believes in government actually running the economy, no private ownership. I promise you, Dave Reichert believes in private ownership. He and I may disagree on how much regulation, but he believes in private ownership. And this whole rhino thing, I'm so sick of it. Look, you want to talk about people rhinos? Don't take this personally, guys. A lot of you out there in MAGA, you're rhinos because you came into the party when President Trump came in. You weren't there when I was working for Dino. You weren't there when I was working for Rob McKenna. I was out there working for Republican ledge candidates or other congressional candidates. You guys came in with President Trump, which is great. But don't pull this crap like you can define the party, that you are the party. Okay, you're part of the party. But there are a lot of us been here for a very long time doing this work, and we're glad to have you on board. But don't get the arrogance thinking that you are the party, that you can define Republican against those of us who have been Republicans for a very long time. So let's get rid of all the cliches. Let's talk honestly and openly. Lauren Culp talks about, I got more votes than any other Republican gubernatorial candidate. That's true, because there were more voters in 2020 in Washington State than any other time. Lauren Culp got the lowest percentage of votes for governor than any Republican since my good friend John Carlson in 2000. Dino Rossi got more votes. Rob McKenna got, percentage-wise, more votes. Lauren got there was the biggest gap between Jay Inslee and Lauren, percentage-wise, biggest gap in a gubernatorial race since John Carlson. So he may have gotten more votes, but there were a lot more votes to get. And Lauren, again, was a good guy who had a good heart, good intention, but had no idea what he was doing, had no experience running a campaign, and never had a chance against Jay Inslee. They've got the unions, they've got money, they've got experience, they've got good consultants, and Lauren Culp had none of those. He was destined to lose. It's nice to think the underdog is going to win. It's nice to think that your argument is going to win the day. And I think he actually did pretty well in the debate against Governor Inslee. But then Inslee's kind of dumb. I mean, anyway, even the Democrats. So for Lauren Culp to get into an argument with Ari when Ari's not here and to say my good friend Dory Munson once called Dave Ruggert a socialist. Number one, it's really, I think, bad taste to call it the name of the dead who aren't here to explain or defend themselves, okay? Dory Munson was a great talk show host. I liked Dory a lot. He did a lot of good work. His early passing has cost those of us who think like we do in the Northwest a voice, a chance to be heard, to have impact. It hurt. God obviously needed him in heaven for something else because we miss him. But it's wrong, W-R-O-N-G, wrong by any standard, start calling up, well, my good friend Dory Munson said your Dave Ruggert was a socialist, so he must be a socialist. Dave Ruggert's not a socialist. Lauren, I don't know how I think I know Dave pretty well, and he and I still have big disagreements on things. But you know what? We're on the same bus going the same direction. And for the purists in the party who are going to insist that to get your support, there's this checklist. You've got to check every box on the list. The list might have 5 things, 6 things, 20 things. That's not how politics works. And you are condemning yourself to losing every election. What you've got to do is find the 3 or 4 most important boxes and find the person who agrees with you on 2 or 3 of those. And find the person that won't oppose you actively on the 3 or 4 things you don't agree on. If you're going to help somebody get elected, you don't want them working against you once they get elected. So you kind of have this peace treaty. It's truce. You and I don't agree on ABC, but you know what? You get elected, you're going to forget about ABC. And oh yeah, because I need your vote. This is silliness. It's going to cost the Republicans a chance. Friends, I've been involved in Washington State politics since 1968 when I walked precincts for Dan Evans and Art Fletcher and Slade Gordon and Lud Cramer and Jack Metcalf. Okay. I've been state chairman of the party. I think I know the party. I think I know the state. This is a chance to get a Republican elected for the first time in 40 years. Now, he'll have tough challenges. The governor gets to appoint a couple thousand people to executive positions in state government. Change the deep state, so to speak. But because we haven't had the governor's office in 40 years, we don't have a lot of people who have experience in government at any level to fill those positions. So Dave's got this behemoth challenge. Whoever has a behemoth challenge, I think he's up to it. I think the people around him are up to it. And you're not going to turn Washington from the Pinko Palace paradise it is now to a lily pure conservative state overnight. You're not going to change it from Democrat to Republican. Even if Dave was reelected, served 8 years, he's not going to have the opportunity to change it all the way over here, but it'll change it partway there. Think of a ship navigating out at sea, and you're going due north, okay? You change the direction of that ship 5 degrees. 5 degrees. And in 2 days, you're going to be far apart from where you would have been. Okay? That's the purpose of government, the purpose of getting elected, to shift the direction, even in a minuscule way, so far away from where you would have been. Nobody gets overnight results. We reelected Ronald Reagan in 1980, and we didn't all of a sudden have a paradise. But America in 1989 was a hell of a lot better off because we elected him in 1980. Was it perfect? No. But again, remember, there are no perfect solutions, only trade-offs. We can make things better. We can't make things perfect. How do we make things better? You will not make things better with a candidate with baggage, a candidate who's never run a major office, a candidate who's been recalled from office, a candidate who had problems returning a gun to the Yakima Police Department, had to get arrested to get it back. You're not going to end a candidate with no money. It won't work. It won't happen. We got to learn. Just talk to people outside our bubble. Got to learn to talk to people on the street. Got to learn what people on the street are thinking. If you got to reach out as a Republican to those independents out there, with us on a few issues, but don't consider themselves Republicans. And I'm telling you, a candidate, Semi Bird, may be a great guy, and I'm sure he is. I applaud his military service. A lot of people don't serve their country in the military. He served twice, the Marines and the Army National Guard. Should be proud of that. Should be honored for that. But being proud and honored for being in the military, being a good guy, is not necessarily guaranteed to elect you as governor. You want a governor? It's got to be Dave Ruggert. Semi Bird will not win a general election, will not do well, and we'll get 4 years of Bob Ferguson. And let me tell you something. You think Jay Inslee was bad? Here's the difference. Bob Ferguson is as liberal as Jay Inslee, but he's twice as smart. That's what you have to be afraid of.
I just want to leave folks with one last thing as we go to break here, because like expert analysis from the one and only Kirby Wilbur, much appreciated. So for me as producer Mike, I want to leave folks with two things. One, social media is not real life. You know, Lauren Culp is not a real person anymore. He's on social media. He exists on Twitter, and that's where he needs to stay. But I want to leave folks with this tweet from Brandi Cruz that I saw over the weekend that I think really encapsulates where we're at. She writes, "Would you rather have a conservative who agrees with you on some things or Bob Ferguson? That's your choice. To pretend otherwise is foolish. Regardless, the goal here is to make sure that Bob Ferguson is not governor of Washington." And I feel like all of this nonsense that erupted on Twitter.com over the weekend underscores how divided the party is and why there hasn't been a Republican governor here in Washington since 1980.
There you go. Absolutely. I agree. And Brandy's right. You know, I like Brandy a lot. Always liked her commentary. I'm very happy that she's gone independent so she can be herself. Don't agree with her on everything, but she's smart, perceptive. She's absolutely right. If your goal is to stop Bob Ferguson, then you've got one answer. If you don't care and you just want to be pure, you don't care about winning, support who you want. But if you really care about this state, if it's stopping Bob Ferguson, because again, you think Jay's bad with the legislature? Ferguson is twice as smart and he's more devious. And he's just as left wing. And, you know, it's probably my best interest to have him win, because then I can sell you all houses when you leave. But that aside, if you want to save the state of Washington, 2024 could be it. And Dave Reichert can help do that. Semi Bird can. All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Let's go to Quentin and Kent. Quentin, how are you, my friend?
My friend, it's great to hear your voice. I'm doing well up here in the Pacific Northwest, and I've been listening all those days. You've been subbing for Ari, and I have to say, it's great that you are an honorary lieutenant colonel, United States Army, and I think that's a well-earned title, my friend. You've also, for the last several days, have been a coach. And I got to tell you, some of the coaching has been tough to hear, but we need to hear it as Republicans, especially in this state. And there's nothing Republican in name only about pointing out realities. And these realities is this: the current political landscape of Washington state as it sits right now. I have met Semi Bird. I like him personally. But when you look at the landscape right now, if the election were held, I don't think he would win at all. I think he'd be handing votes literally to Bob Ferguson. I think the only person right now who has a fighting chance, realistically, to challenge Bob Ferguson for the governorship is Dave Reichert. He's got name recognition. He's electable. He's been elected. He's also a long, long career as a law enforcement officer, and we need law and order in this state. I know he'll be working with radicals on the left in the Democrat Party, but Dave is kind of a moderate, so he could temper some of that. I think he could probably peel off some less more inclined moderate Democrats and try to get us on the right track, because we need to win. The GOP needs to win something right now. We don't have time to be fighting with people who are so pro-Trump they can't be pragmatic. They need to be practical.
That's right. That's right. I think Washington State's very unique politically, has been for quite some time. It is a tough state to win in. The Republicans have been losing a little bit of time, a little bit of time. I mean, I can remember 10, 12 years ago when we had a majority in the House and we had a majority in the Senate for a while, and we could change things and shift things a little bit. And Gary Locke was not as radically left. Kristen Gregoire was not as radically left as Jay Inslee. Jay Inslee is a kook. And Ferguson is a smart kook. And we've got to understand that. And if you don't start seeing some change at the grassroots, get some House members elected, get some Senate members elected, they're going to be able to do whatever they want. You've got to have one of the three branches. You've got to have the Senate, the House, or the governor. Got to have one of them.
That's right. And the difference between, to me, and you don't, the difference between Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say the difference, the big difference to me between Jay Inslee and Bob Ferguson, my friend, is that, you know, Jay Inslee has handlers. Ferguson will not have handlers. He'd have a inner circle. And that guy is a true believer. He is not just smart, he's devious, too. And he's vindictive. He's already shown.
I agree.
He will abuse his authority. Yes. And he does it in a very, I would say, seditious way.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And if you think Inslee's bad, give Ferguson a majority in the House and Senate and see what happens. It will be unlivable. And you'll all be calling me looking for houses in Texas or Florida. And that's great. True. I use the business, but I'd really like Washington to survive.
I think Washington has a fighting chance.
I'm sorry.
I just think
somebody's a great guy.
He is. But I don't think he can win. In the current landscape, we have to read the room. We have to look at the political landscape as it sits today. I think liberal Democrats of Washington State, our Puget Sound liberal neighbors who vote Democrat all the time, are more inclined to vote for a Dave Reichert than they would for Sammy Byrd.